Parshat Shmini, the pasuk tells us how the children of Aaron, on the day that the Mishkan was dedicated, wanted to bring an offering, and instead of being rewarded for it, they were punished. It says that they were burned because they brought the offering without permission and without asking Moshe Rabbeinu and advising with him in advance. Pasuk says in Parak Yud, Pasuk Aleph, the children of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, each took the spoon of Ketoret and brought it in front, before Hashem when they were not commanded, and a fire came out from before Hashem and burned them, and they died. Moshe consoled Aaron, telling him, "This is what Hashem said, Bikrovai Ekodesh, I'll become holy. I'll become respected through those that are close to me. And then I'll be honored by the rest of the people. Vayidom Aaron." And the pasuk says, Aaron was silent. Rashi tells us that Aaron was rewarded for his silence. What was his reward? That in the next pasuk, next parsha, when the Torah teaches the law that a kohen is not permitted to enter the Ohel Moed after having drunk wine, when he is drunk, the pasuk is Hashem speaks to Aaron directly. Vaydaver Hashem el Aaron leimar. It doesn't say Moshe el Aaron. It says el Aaron. Hashem spoke directly to Aaron instead of to Moshe as reward for the silence. We have to understand that every reward or punishment that we find in the Torah is given in the way that is most appropriate according to the act that it is rewarding or punishing. Chazal often refer to this as Miza Keneged Miza. A person is rewarded for his actions in measure. Based on what he did, his reward will be in kind. And based on what he did, his punishment will be along the lines of what he did. In what way is the reward of Aaron fitting for his silence? Why is it that he was rewarded for being silent, remaining silent after the death of his children, not complaining, by having Hashem tell him this mitzvah? To understand this, we must first understand a bit more of that Aaron's mitzvah. What was it exactly that Aaron is being rewarded for? What was his silence, and in what way did his silence show a tremendous devotion to Hashem? And to understand that, we have to probe the meaning of silence in Avelut in general, in mourning in general. There are many places where Chazal, the rabbis, find the connection between silence and Avelut and mourning. Chazal tell us that the meal of a mourner, of an avel, is eggs or round lentil beans. And the reason that these are chosen is because they do not have a mouth. That's what Chazal say. They're round, perfectly round, without having a place where they're attached to the tree, which leaves a sort of an indent looking like a mouth. Why? Because an avel does not have a mouth, because an avel is not supposed to speak. It has a lot of ramifications, because I'll teach us in Mori Kotan, that an avel does not say or respond Shalom Aleichem. Neither is he permitted to learn Torah. Because I'll tell us in Sanhedrin that the sole use of the mouth, the sole permitted use of the mouth in this world is the study of Torah. A person is supposed to use his mouth for studying Torah, otherwise he could remain silent. There's no other worthy use of the mouth. And an Avil who is supposed to remain silent is not even supposed to learn Torah. The Chazal tell us in Brachos, Agra, the Beitam Yishtikusa, the Tzchar, a person rewards, the reward a person receives for living in a mourner from Nichum Avelim is for silence, sitting there quietly. That's what he's rewarded for. That's the proper way even to be Menachem Avelim, sit there silently together with Avel, with the mourner. Halacha is that when someone visits a mourner, he's not supposed to talk unless the Avel speaks to him, showing that he wishes to talk, he wishes some verbal comfort, then he's permitted, the comforter is permitted to talk. Otherwise, he should just sit there. And that's Nichum Avelim. What is the part of silence in mourning? In fact, Chazal learned that a person's not supposed to learn Torah or greet someone when he's mourning from Yecheskel, Perek Chof Dalet. So the verse tells Yecheskel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel the Beis HaMikdash is going to soon be destroyed. And he says, I want you to make an act which will be a mashal, which will be a mashal, a parable for what will happen when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Act out something that will demonstrate to the people that it's coming up and this is going to happen to them. What should he do? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take away your wife. And when your wife dies, I don't want you to mourn the normal fashion. Don't cover your head. Don't sit down. Don't do all the things that a mourner normally does. Don't grow your hair. Act like a normal person. The only thing that you should do that a mourner does is remain silent. And this is to show them that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. And they'll be so overcome with grief, they won't even, and they'll be taken away to captivity so soon, they won't even have the time to mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi says that they won't have the opportunity to mourn because one mourns only when there's someone else to comfort them. Otherwise, the mourning is internal, and there's no point in all the mourning. But the one part of mourning that will remain, even for this situation, is the silence. That's what the pasuk says. Silence is the most distinguishing characteristic of mourning. Why is that? The answer is, a mourner is filled with questions. And this applies not only to a mourner, but anyone who has suffered and who has had the Midas HaDin, the strict justice of Hashem passed against him. He has suffered in some way. A person's left with many questions. Why should this be? How could this happen? Even if it happens to someone else, people have those questions. How could this happen to him? We don't understand it. It's not like when Hashem rewards a person, that the reward is clear and obvious to all. That it can be seen that this person's a righteous person, he deserves a reward. Hashem saves Klal Yisrael, makes a nace, everyone gets up and celebrates. But when Kodesh Baruch Hu punishes Klal Yisrael, or punishes an individual, then it's hard to see what the suffering should be. The truth is, it's impossible to see why the suffering should be. We can't understand it completely. The person to whom the suffering is directed has to do soul searching, obviously. Whether it's an individual, or whether it's the group, or the Klal Yisrael, that's their personal business. They have to see what they can to figure out if there's any mida connected mida, if there's any message that Hashem's trying to tell them. But they still won't understand entirely why and how the justice of Hashem reaches. For this reason, we find that on Rosh Hashanah, the day of strict justice, we say the day is called Vakesel Yom Hagenu, the hidden day. Rosh Hashanah is the day of justice. The whole day is a hidden day. It's a day which can't be understood, and can't be understood. And this is why Chazal tell us, Sikotcha kareyel, Mishpatecha tov rabba. Sikotcha kareyel, when Hashem does, says the Medrash, when Hashem does tzedakos, kindness to Kol Yisrael, it's obvious and clear to all, we announce it, and everyone sees it and understands it, but when Hashem does justice to Kol Yisrael, to Hom Rabba, it's as deep as the depths of the ocean. It cannot be understood completely. There's a measure there, lo machshavotai machshavoteichem, that Hashem knows much more than all of us, and Hashem is able to do the perfect justice that will bring about the tikkun olam, the completion of the master plan of Hashem for the world, which we can't see in full, only Hashem could see. Therefore, the only proper way for an avel to face this tragedy is with silence. Any manner of talking, any means of anything a person could say will not suffice. All you can do is you could cry out, you could complain, but that means he's not accepting the will of Hashem. The only way to accept, to show his full acceptance and true acceptance of the will of Hashem is silence, absorbing the blow that he has been given, and taking it silently. That means Hashem knows better. I trust Hashem. That's the biggest tzidduk hadin that could be, the biggest way to admit Hashem's justice is correct and true. The pasuk uses the word Vayidom Aaron rather than V'shatak Aaron. Aaron was quiet. There are many words for shtika, and each one of them in Lashon HaKodesh has its own connotation. And Hashem also means to be quiet. Shatak, each the meaning of Dmama, Vayidom, is silencing something that's bursting to the surface, or something that's already blowing, that's coming out, and quelling that, silencing that, is Vayidom. That's what Vayidom is. The way the Medrash puts it is Vayidom Aaron Mahayal Olamad. What should he have said? Meaning Vayidom implies he wants to say something's breaking out, but no, he's quieting that. Like Yakem Sa'ara Lidmama. The storm is silent to Dmama. It says, V'achar Harash called Mama Daka, a silencing, a quieting down, a taking something that's bursting out, that's bursting forth, and silencing it. That's Vayidom. And that is what Aaron did, Vayidom Aaron. Aaron was quiet, he fully accepted the ways of Hashem. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that gave us the Torah. For what reason? Because, why was he chosen? Because Moshe was anav mikol adam. He had no personality of his own when it came to Hashem's word. Hashem's word went straight through him. He accepted it all. He didn't pose a physical barrier to the word of Hashem. Because of his anava, because of his acceptance of Hashem, and his humbleness, saying that I'm nothing. When Aaron merited to reach the level of Vayidom Aaron, and this terrible tragedy, and the height of the celebrations of the building of the Mishkan, all of Christ celebrating, and suddenly half of his children die tragically and suddenly, and he silenced himself. He showed that he was able to bear the word of Hashem and to be a carrier of Hashem's word. That is why the reward for Vayidom Aaron was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Aaron to receive the word of Hashem, just like Moshe Rabbeinu that time. The word which rectified the sin of his sons. The word which taught why they are punished. Yayin v'sheichayav teish tatov v'nechi itach b'vorachem elo moed. That was why it was the proper midah k'neged midah that Aaron was rewarded with having the dibur of Hashem. The word of Hashem comes directly through him. This answer of Aaron for Hashem's punishment, for Hashem's wrath, the answer of Vayidom Aaron is the answer that we have to internalize as well. When we are faced with questions like, why did Hashem allow 6 million Jews to be killed? How could his chosen nation suffer such a way? In such a way? Well, we know the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us, Asher Yehav Hashem Yochiach, that is only because he loves us, is only those that he loves more that Hashem deals with in much stricter terms. We know that Utzvivav Mitzvah Ma'od, those that are closest to Hashem, the bigger tzaddikim, are punished for even smaller and tinier misdeeds. So that's not enough. All that won't answer the question. The only answer is by Yidol Maron. The only answer we have to the Shoah, the Jewish answer to the Shoah, is that Hashem knows better. And if this was His plan, it certainly is for the best. We will search ourselves. We will find a way to come closer to Him. And right now, the way to become closer is to accept what He has done.